Blog Talk Radio. No.
Welcome to Above and Beyond with celebrity psychic medium, Grant Collier. Grant will take you through his knowledge of the spirit world alongside some amazing guests. So get dialing and get a reading on today's show by dialing 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611 and prefix 001. If you're calling from outside the USA. And now, please welcome your host, Grant Collier.
Well, hello, good evening, and welcome to Grant's show. But actually, this is not Grant. This is Nick Humphreys from Nick Humphreys Medium Show. I'm actually sitting in for Grant this evening because he's away on business. I'm not sure what he's doing, but he's away on business. So good luck, Grant, with whatever you're doing this evening. So you're stuck with me for the next 2 hours. So obviously, as you heard, you can call in at 760-283-4611 or 001-760-283-111. For outside of the US, so my mind's not with it. And also, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. But by all means, obviously, I'm Nick Humphreys. I'm your host this evening. Please go to my website. It's www.nick-humphreys.com. And you can also get in contact with me via email, which is info@nick-humphreys.com. And also Facebook, which is International Medium Nick Humphreys. And you can contact me, you can ask me questions about the spiritual world and philosophies on it. I don't have a guest this evening, unfortunately, so I will be doing some readings fairly soon. Soon came out instead. We've got some music lined up as well. And it's just a pretty free show this evening. So if you're new to Grant's show, we do apologise for him not being here. And if you are a listener of Mike Spirit FM, maybe you have heard me before. So we're going to go to the first track of the evening, just while I'm getting certain things open and ready here, because I'm a little bit late into the studio as such. And I shall be with you in the next couple of minutes. So enjoy the music, and I'll be right back.
Just smile for me and let the day begin. You are the sunshine that lights my heart within. And I'm sure that you're an angel in disguise. Come take my hand and together we will rise. Baby, can't you see? I'd be so delighted if you would come with me. On the wings of love, up and above the clouds, the only way to fly. of love.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, there you go. That's lovely, Mike Davis. The event is going to be an amazing event. It's going to be on a Saturday. So it's going to be an all-day like mind-body-spirit fair. So we're going to have therapists there, some fantastic therapists that will be offering some great services as well, like EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. You've got Reiki, you've got Indian Head, Indian Face Massage, Reflexology. As well as myself, Mike and Grant will be offering private one-to-one readings. It's going to be a full day. And then in the evening, obviously, there's me, Mike and Grant will be standing on stage doing what we love doing the best, and that's linking to spirit and giving, you know, guidance and evidence of loved ones in the spirit world. But it's, as I say, it's going to be a great day. Worth doing. If you go to my website, www.nick-humphreys.com, that's HUMPHRIES.com, okay, you go to the events page, you'll see the event on that page, and you can buy tickets through there, and I'll send them out to you. It's worth doing, worth coming along. Obviously, for you guys, obviously, in the States, yeah, get on a plane, come over, come and meet us, it'd be great. But this is going to be the first of many roadshows, because after that, obviously, next Thursday, we fly to Norway just to promote the April roadshow that will be out in Norway. But the others are in the planning stages. So it's worth doing. But go and have a look at my website. Anyway, flick through all the pages, obviously the events and so on, which is... it'll be worth doing. And also just link onto my Facebook page, International Medium Nick Humphreys. You can like my page, which would be great. What do I say about my page? It's up and coming. It's changing all the time, which it should be. So I know Grant works his shows differently to what we do, because we're all different. Mike runs his shows slightly different from mine. But I like to give a bit of philosophy about the spirit world, you know, and or the things that we do during our day or what's happening with us during the day. And I kind of got the thing about time, having enough time. It's one of my things. My wife knows all too well where I worry, I panic about the amount of time or about being somewhere on time or not being late or and so on. It's just one of the things that's about me. But it's also a lesson that I've got to learn to not necessarily worry about time. You know, time is just an element at the end of the day. It's about what you do with the time, the amount of time that you've got. So, yes, it's always polite to be on time to a meeting or whatever it is, but it's not really there to worry about. okay, right. So I just, you know, a lovely producer in the background sending little messages. It just put something up and made me laugh. So excuse me on that. But also, I want to make a quick apology obviously about the quality of the sound this evening, because I'm actually based in South Wales. And here, the weather at the moment is, although it's dry, it's extremely windy. and it's playing havoc with the internet. So you have to excuse me, and if my voice goes a bit wobbly or it cuts out, you know that we're getting a good old gust of wind there. I am trying also to line up a guest to come on the show this evening, but I'm just waiting for confirmation that would be okay. But bear with me. It's obviously just one of those shows. So anyway, time. Don't worry about it. Just chill, relax. And actually, it was India that sort of. They were so relaxed. I knew I had an appointment at 6 o'clock. I had to be there. But the whole day was just like, yeah, just chill. Don't worry about things. Go and put your feet up. Have a tonic water and lime on. That sort of thing. It was so relaxed. All I want to say to you guys is that no matter how busy you are, okay, never ever lose sight of the things you've got around you or the people you've got around you, because time can go so quick that actually, if you only concentrate on that element, then you will sort of miss out on an awful lot of other stuff if you're not careful. Let's say, for instance, a baby to toddler. Look how quick that time flies. We've got a 20-month-old, and we can't believe that she is 20 months already. It's only a few months left, and then she'll be two. She's already becoming a very bossy little madam, but she's not really. She's an amazing, amazing, amazing personality. But really, if we just put things aside, even though we think they are so important, okay, just put those little things aside and concentrate on helping others or being with others and sharing that time that we've got with them, and to do things together, life becomes a whole different kettle of fish. It becomes much more enjoyable, less stressful. It's stress-free. It's just relaxed. So just take that into your mind, into your thoughts. I know people that actually get so stressed during the day because of time, that they go to bed rather late and they rush their sleep. Sounds really crazy, but they rush their sleep. They just want to just hurry up and get on with the next day to carry on, or they don't sleep at all because they just want to work through the night or whatever it is. But they're missing out. Personally, there's nothing, no better feeling than actually being snuggled up behind the person that you love, and spending that little bit of time with them. So good night, everybody, because I'm going to bed and snugging up with my wife. No, I'm joking. All the messages there is just relax, chill, put your feet up, have fun, enjoy the moments. We're going to go to the callers in a second, okay? But I just wanted to, if I can remember, I just wanted to give you the telephone numbers again, which is for the US, 760-283-4611. Outside of the US, it's 001-760-283-4611. But please be warned, it is a chargeable call. If you're outside of the US, please get the bill payer's permission if you do not pay the bill yourself. Or free of charge, you can call into the show at www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And when you go on to there, you'll see a Skype button that you just click on, and it rings into the producer's box, and he will take your call and put you in the queue. And also, obviously, we have the chat room. So everybody in the chat room, hi, how are you? We've got Josh in the chat room, sending me little private messages saying, hey, yeah. So hi, guys. Now, if you're not a listener of my show, you should be. My show is every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's about 9 p.m. GMT. That's about 4 p.m. Eastern time. Another cracking show. It's 2 hours. Again, I do obviously readings there. It's just one of those shows. I like to talk about topics that affect me during the week. So last week my show was about India because I've only just come back from India. So no doubt when I come back from Norway, there'll be a whole different kettle of fish again. And I'll be telling you about that because that's going to be an amazing experience. We got Jam Concerned, who's a new listener. Well, welcome to the Mike Spirit FM Network, and to Grant Croyer's show here. Obviously, I'm not Grant. I am Nick. I'm covering for Grant. Okay. So I'll tell you what. We'll do one reading, and then we're going to go for a break because I need to sip my drink, and we'll see what happens. So let's go to our first caller, and I believe we've got Mindy on the line. Are you there, Mindy?
Hello.
Hi, Mindy. How are you?
I'm doing good. I had the chance to speak with you on Christmas Day, and I'm an avid fan. I've been listening, and I thought, well, I'm going to call on in today.
And okay.
That's the reason for my call, and thank you. Thank you very much. I didn't
okay.
hear how your Indian trip was.
But, okay.
We've got, I'm sure you know Yogananda.
Yogananda.
But we've got some self-realization fellowship centers here in Los Angeles, and they're just beautiful and outstanding. So,
yeah, they are fantastic. The Indian trip was awesome, absolutely
wow.
fantastic. And I'm planning to go back in October. So I think there'll be a concessions of trips going over to India. So obviously you're in Los Angeles.
I'm in Los Angeles. And okay. Thank you. And I was thinking, you know, I've called in. This is probably my fourth time. And I really would like to be able to give back for your service. I don't know if I should. I want to be able to donate somewhere. Maybe there's an Indian place where I can donate. Because you've been very kind to offer your service to me whenever I've reached out. So.
Is it just me you've spoken to, or is it others on the network that you've spoken to?
I've spoken to you, and I've also spoken to Andrew D.
Andrew D, yep, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, if you go onto my website,
mm-hmm.
and if you go to the contact page and email me, okay,
okay.
We can discuss then because it'd be great if you could donate.
Sure.
I'm actually thinking about, I know there's a charity for it already, about giving to kids that are like street kids and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But not just India. I'm talking about, you know, because there are street kids all over the world, like Brazil, you know, even America and stuff like that. So I am actually in the thought of setting up a charity for that purpose. But
if you email me,
okay. I know I can put it in a pot, so to speak, where it will be safe for that process.
That's wonderful.
Please email, and thank you so much for thinking about donating.
I want equal exchange of energy, so thank you very much.
No, that's fabulous. And do you know what? It was actually being out in India actually sort of made me think more about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I haven't really discussed openly because it's been in the back of my mind.
Uh-huh.
And it's been brought more forward in my mind because of over here in the UK, we get a lot of charity adverts. And one of them is about kids in the streets and stuff like that. So it keeps coming up, and I'm thinking, okay, this is probably a sign that I need to get on and do something like this.
Wonderful.
So, it will be good. And you know, me and my wife have always said, if we ever did win a lump sum of money, you know, like the lottery, what I would do is obviously I would make sure that my friends and family are okay, but
uh-huh.
I would actually set up a charity where I would own a building company, and I would send that building company to go out to like third world countries or places that are, you know, don't have a lot of money, and I would actually purposely build like little houses for the people free of charge. So that is my dream. That's my
mm-hmm.
dream of what I want to do. So that's, you know, it will come.
Awesome.
I keep giving it out to the universe, and I know it'll come to me at some stage when the time's right.
Fantastic.
I hope
to be able to be of service too, and then somehow help you with that dream. Sounds fantastic.
Well, thank you. I've actually I've been in contact with somebody today to actually try and come over to America to do different things in America as well. So I'm just waiting on that, see what happens. So bear with me
awesome.
On that one. So how can I help you this evening or this afternoon or whatever time it's there?
Well, thank you for that. I'm so open to the process, and whatever message I need to hear, I am very open.
Okay, just bear me a second then. Let me obviously, sure. You know, the process where I link to spirit, and I will give you evidence of spirit first. Okay, so
thank you.
Right, thank you. So I've got a lady that's coming forward to me at the moment. Okay, and she's given me and she's talking to me as if she is on mum's side of the family to you.
Okay.
So this could either be mum or grandmother. I feel very strongly drawn to mother, but so either she, would you understand this?
Yes, I've got a grandmother.
Okay.
That's my mom.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. She just said to me as well that, as a little bit more evidence for you, that she actually went to spirit quite quickly also. Do you understand this? So her passing to the spirit world was fairly quick.
She was in a coma for a little bit there.
Okay. Right. Just bear me a second. Okay. So, right. Thank you. Right. Okay. Okay. Would you understand? She's talking about complications around
yes.
her as well. Okay.
Absolutely. Yes.
I know. Obviously, you've given me the fact that she was in a coma, so that I can
mm-hmm.
see. She talked about drips and machines around her. So. Right. Well, she keeps saying to me about intensive care around her as well. Do you understand
it? Yeah.
Okay. Right, thank you. Right, thank you. She's also just said to me, see you now, okay? And I'm asking her why she's saying this, but she's saying to me that you need to be brave. Be brave.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right, thank you. She's just talking about the fact that you feel a little bit worried about taking the first few steps. Do you understand this?
Yes.
She's telling you that you need to be brave. Right,
okay.
I think she's talking about a new... It's like a new beginning, a new venture for you. Do you understand that?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, but you need to be brave and go with it, okay?
Okay.
Right, thank you. She just said it's about living your dream. Do you understand that?
Absolutely, 100%. Thank you, Grandma.
Right, so you need to live your dream, okay?
Okay.
Right, thank you. What's that? Right, thank you. She's always also just saying to me that you don't listen to others, okay? Don't
thank
listen
you.
To others, because other people are saying, don't do it, you're mad, or it's not going
yep.
to bring you anything. Do you understand it? So you don't
yes.
listen to them. But also she's talking about your inner voice. She's saying to me she's got a really strong inner voice, and you
thank
need to
you.
Listen to this also, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me more.
Thank you.
Right, thank you. Also, sweetheart, she's talking about a gentleman in spirit as well. This would be grandfather. You understand?
Okay.
Okay, that she would have been connected to.
Sure.
Okay. Right, okay, right, thank you. And she said, actually, he went to spirit very quickly also. Do you understand this? Right,
yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He would have gone with, I feel, actually, he would have gone with a heart condition over to spirit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sweetheart, would you understand... She talked about him being found on the porch or things happening around a porch. Do you understand this?
That I don't know.
Okay, just
I will hold that.
Yeah, hold that, and maybe you need to find that out. But
okay.
Right, because she's right. Okay, thank you. She just said that. Hang on a second. I need to ask. Was it first or second? Okay. So yeah. I understand from what your grandmother here is saying is that she went second. Does that make sense? He went first.
He went second. He went second.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Right. Okay. I'm getting a little bit confused here because
sure.
she keeps giving me in my mind a lady standing over your grandfather that looks very much like her. So was he actually with your mother at the time?
No, but he had a second wife.
Oh, okay. Okay, right.
He had two wives.
Okay,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Obviously not at the same time. So,
yeah.
Right, okay, right, thank you, sweetheart. Right, who's that? Okay, I don't normally work with names, okay?
Sure.
However, I always offer what I'm given.
Okay.
And she's just mentioned a Billy. Billy? Do you understand a Billy?
I understand. He had my grandfather, Louis, was very close with his brother, Willie.
Oh, Willie. Right, okay.
Yeah. They're
okay.
together, probably. That's awesome.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great, thank you. Right.
That's funny. Awesome.
Okay. Do you know, it's almost like she's going, yeehaw. Okay. It's like, she's full of life. Also, your grandfather is coming forward. Also with your gran also, just to say that actually, you know, they're okay. And it's like they're having a bit of a party. Say again. Right. Thank you. But also she's talking about a celebration around you. She gives me the month of June. So I don't know if you understand that. It could be like June could be an important month for them, where there could have been a celebration like a birthday, anniversary or something like that.
I believe my grandmother's birthday was June.
Okay. Right, thank you. So it's a bit more evidence for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do they think of this gentleman?
The J gentleman. Okay. Can you give me any indication of what this gentleman is? Jay?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Is his name Jonathan?
No.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. John or Jean. Uh-huh.
Right.
Sorry about that. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Right. Okay. Can you give me a bit more information about him? Is he safe? Is he okay? Okay. Would you understand? He's quite a strapping. So he's quite right. He's actually quite full of energy. Do you understand this with him?
Yes.
Okay.
For sure.
And he's quite strapping. I would say he's probably in English term. It was probably quite a strong person. Do you understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very strong.
A good physique. That's what I want to say. Do you understand? Okay.
Yep.
Right, okay. Now, I have to say this, because she's talking about it, that he's got a bit of a twinkle in his eye. You understand?
Yeah.
Do you understand? Okay, right, okay. Okay, thank you. She is saying that actually he's a really nice guy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Okay, right, thank you. Because what she's saying, the reason I'm like, oh, right, okay, is because she's saying that you, before you met this person, is that you were putting out a lot of thought about the person you wanted to meet. You understand?
Absolutely, right on. Absolutely, that is 100% correct.
And you feel, actually, that this gentleman has been sent to you. Understand this?
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Since he's been in your life, actually, things have got a lot better, and also... he helps quite a lot with you as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Say again. Right. Okay. Right. I have to say, from what they're saying, is that actually this is a really good relationship that's blossoming here. Okay.
Okay.
It's gone past a certain stage, and it's just getting better and better at every moment. Right, okay. Is he like, I'm just asking, or she's just giving me a bit of information, but is he like does he look a bit Latino type?
Yes, he's more on the dark side, that is correct.
Right, okay. Okay. Keep saying it, so I have to offer it, okay, that this gentleman is very much like your twin flame. So,
thank
like,
you.
It's like you two, and he will admit to it as well, it's like you two have always been together, that sort of thing.
I understand.
Okay.
Well, we're separated right now, and I would love the opportunity to get there again.
Right, okay. Well, I don't think it's going to be that long, actually.
Okay.
And don't forget, I mentioned about June. So she said a celebration around June time.
It could be that.
I'm not making things fit, but it could be that. Okay, thank you. So she just said August as well. August is quite key to you, okay? So I'm going to leave
you.
It there
thank
for you.
Thank you, Nick. That's beautiful, and you've given me so much time. I thank you. Thank you for connecting me, and I do honor your process. And I will get on that online to take a look, see how I can be of service to you.
If you email me, then
okay.
we can we can talk. I can give you more about the idea, and and just email me, and we can do
Will
it that
do.
Way. If you
Thank
if
you
need,
very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. If you need to, and you want to listen to or read again, obviously go to the archives of MikeSpirit.fm, and it'll be there for you. You can listen to it, and you can write down more notes and so on. Okay.
Will
but
do.
I wish you all the luck and lots of love to you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
I love these lovely people in spirit also.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. You take care now. Bye-bye
now. Bye-bye. Hey. Wow. What a lovely lady. So I'm going to go for a bit of a break here. I'm going to play a track or maybe two, okay, just so I can refresh, have a bit of a drink, and I shall speak to you and do more readings in a few minutes, okay? So just bear with me, and I'll be right back.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Rose, never felt this way before.
Yes, I swear, it's the truth, and
and I'll
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, there you go. My name's Nick Humphreys. I'm not Mike Davis or Mike Spirit, okay? I'm Nick Humphreys, host of the Nick Humphreys Medium Show, which is on a Tuesday afternoon. Obviously, in the UK, it would be 9 p.m. Eastern time, it would be 4 p.m. On here in Mike Spirit FM. I just want to clear up a couple of things that have been said in the chat room here, okay? The first one is about who is Mike Spirit. Mike Spirit is the radio network, okay? MikeSpirit.fm. Mike Davis is the organizer, the starter of Mike Spirit FM, and then I joined the network also. So it's Mike Spirit FM. That's the network. I also want to clear up something else that I said in the chat room as well, okay? Obviously, because we were listening to a bit of Dirty Dancing there. And Patrick Swayze, and I want to say this, okay? Patrick Swayze was an amazing, amazing man, a very spiritual and enlightening person, very calming and genuine as well. And I said in the chat room that I loved him, I loved him for the person that he is and he was. It's not a sexual thing or a gay thing. It's from one human being to another that I love and respect the person that he was, because he was a great guy. And in fact, somebody said, "Oh, you knew him then," but I didn't know him. I didn't know him personally. I would have loved to have met him, like many people. But when he first announced, I think it was back in 2003 or something like that, when he first announced that he was ill, I actually sent a lot of distant healing, and I actually do something called astro travelling. Now, if you don't know what astro travelling, it's a thing where it's like an out-of-body experience where I could take myself out of my body and go to places or someone to visit them. But I then decided then to actually visit Patrick Swayze while he was ill, and I did distant healing that way. So if it would be wrong with me to say that I didn't meet him, because I did, but not that he knew, because he was asleep. But you know, as a spiritual person, we all know that he is still here around us, around his loved ones, and continues to live on in the spirit world. But yes, he's a great man, like many other great famous people as well. So there you go. I thought I'd just clear that up. And as you can see in the chat room, Saturday the 23rd of February 2013 is the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow. So it's the radio network, Mike Spirit FM, doing a roadshow where we are going to be doing certain dates in certain areas. So the first one is in Neath, which is in South Wales, on the 23rd of Feb. And then we go to Norway in April, and then we come back to the UK, and we are just waiting for dates to come through in certain areas. So, but we will be travelling all over the UK, pretty much. And in fact, we may even be travelling further afield. I can't say too much, but further afield, okay? So there you go. Keep an eye on my website, www.nick-humphries.com, or you can also look at www.mikespiritfm.co.uk, I think it is. I'm sure it is. I think my producer would tell me off in a minute if it's wrong. Okay, so Vicky Lady in the chat room has just said that is so awesome to do that for someone. She doesn't have the words. Do you know, there's lots of questions about the formalities of being a medium. Should we charge for our readings? Should we charge for this? You know, why should we charge for that? Okay, so let me explain this as quickly as I can so I can get on to do the readings, okay? We exchange energy. So we exchange any energy. If you came to me for a reading, I would use up energy to link to the spirit world. So therefore, the only way that you can exchange your energy with me is by giving money. Money is energy. Okay. However, we also have to have a balance. Okay. So I charge for readings. Okay. I do free readings on Mike Spirit FM. There's a balance. Okay. So I do free readings. I do chargeable readings. But I also go a step further as well. And any healing that I do, be it distant, by astro travelling, or by in person, that is free or by donation. So, you know, I don't mind people. I've had clients come to my house. I never expect any money, and they walk away with money in pocket. You know, they don't pay anything. But every now and again, somebody might decide to pay something towards, but that money then goes to charity. So I don't keep that money. It then goes to charity. And as you heard me speak about before, I am seriously considering starting up a charity that is for kids, and all kind of kids, not just street kids, but I know there are many charities out there for kids, but I want to be able to give something to them. And actually, when I was driving through a place called Guwahati, when I was in India, and I was shown it's like a sanctuary that was purposely built for people or for children that have been disowned, or street kids, that sort of thing. So, and that's the type of thing that I'd like to do, but all over the place. And there are many like it, but I want to give something back, you know. I just want to give something back. But it's very much in the thought process at the moment. So don't they have to give you permission to heal distantly? Well, I get asked by people to if I can give distant healing, but if you know somebody is in desperate need of being healed, would you? And you know, and they were really sick at the time. Would you wait for them if they were in a coma or something like that? Would you hang on to get permission? Wouldn't you just give somebody that little bit of healing? I've been in a queue in a supermarket, and I've seen somebody standing in front of me in agony. You know, and all it takes is just either just to hold your hand behind them, you know, and give them energy so they can walk a little bit better for the rest of that day. You know, I'm being passed a note in a second, hang on. So that it's that sort of thing. So, do you know, healing is something that we can just give. You know, everybody can do healing. It's the thought. It's a spiritual thing as well. It's giving it to that person to be better in themselves. So I'm just waiting for this note now. It's quite a long-winded note. Hang on a second. It's coming. So. But that's what being a true spiritual. Here we go. If I can read it, that is. It's on. Right. Okay. Also, they will only receive it if they're open to it. Okay. Right. You have to bear with me on this because it's very faint writing. Right. So they can. They will only. Okay. they will only receive it if they are open to it, and it can't do any harm anyway. Well, of course it can't do any harm. Okay? So it can't do any harm. You are only doing good. So there you go. Write it in pen next time. So, thank you for that. No, but it's true. It's not going to cause any harm, is it? So, like a prayer. Absolutely. You know, it's like a positive affirmation. So, you know, I actually remember the day. Okay, I heard the news about Patrick, and I thought, I've got to do something to help. So, that evening, I just thought about him continuously, and I said, I want to go to Patrick, and I want to give him healing. Lo and behold, you know, I travelled over, and all sorts. So, you know, and I've actually, just to say this as well, I've actually been asked to do distant healing, but in person. So I travel over there, astrally, okay, not knowing anything about the person's surroundings. So I was doing healing for somebody's husband. And I described the illness, I described the room that they were in and the bed covers and so on. And they were, and it was like absolutely, it was amazing feedback, because, you know, sometimes you feel like it's your imagination, but actually it's when you get a confirmation back saying, yes, it was that area of his body. Yes, we do have the duvets like that. And we have got those pictures on the wall and the wallpaper is that color. And so it's, you know, it's also very amazing. And I've got to say this as well. When I very first started, it's quite a funny story. When I very first started doing like linking to spirit and astro traveling stuff like that, I was actually talking to. I used to work for an animal sanctuary, so I used to live in a caravan. Okay, bear with me on this, right? So, and I used to phone up. We used to have things called like chat lines, so you could phone up this chat database and you could talk to people, and you could either meet up and go for a drink or, you know, and have a bit of a laugh. And I was talking to this one lady, I shouldn't be saying this, but it's really quite funny. So I was talking to one lady, and a couple of other people, and this lady kept on questioning me about what I do. I said, well, I work for the animal sanctuary of this charity. I said, but I'm also a medium, you know, and I do private readings. She's like, oh yeah, you know, prove it, you know, tell me something about myself. So, and now this is a bit of a lesson for me, because you shouldn't do this, okay? But I said, okay, well, so in this particular room, I can see this and this and this. And you could see, you could tell in her voice that she was getting a bit concerned. And she was like, yeah, okay. So where am I in the house right now? I said, you're actually sitting on the stairs. She's like, oh. I said, and if you really want me to be precise, I said, she said, okay, so what am I doing? You know, what's going on around me? I said, well, if you want to be that precise, I said, you're sitting on the third step up, and you've got your German Shepherd wrapped around your feet. I think it was a German Shepherd, or it was like a Labrador type thing, wrapped around your feet. And she put her phone down. So it was. I shouldn't have done it, but it was great confirmation. And she actually phoned back and said, I can't believe you actually got, you saw that, you know, and, you know, she was the other end of the country. So it's amazing. And it's an amazing thing to be able to do. Even now, I'm not being big headed with it. I'm not being egotistical. I give my thanks to spirit for the opportunity to do it as well. You know, she asked me particular questions, I gave her the answers. That's what it's about. Okay, so I tell you what, we go for another call. Okay, and we where am I? I'm lost now. So we go for another call and we do another reading, shall we? I think so. I believe, let's go to Anna. Is it Anna? You there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi Anna, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Whereabouts are you calling from, sweetie?
I'm calling from New York.
New York, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so how can we help you this evening?
Oh, gosh, I would like I'm open, too. I would like you to see and what's...
Okay. Well, as before, what I do is I always link to spirit first and give you evidence of spirit survival. Okay, so it's a loved one survival. Okay. And as I'm listening to your voice and talking to you, I've got a gentleman coming forward here. Okay. Now he's talking to me about dad's side of the family. Right. Thank you, sweetheart. Is it because I feel very strong towards the father here? So is it your father that's in spirit, or is it the grandfather?
Grandfather.
Right, okay. Right, the grandfather, he was quite tall as well. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, right, thank you. And also, he tells me here that before his passing, you understand there's a little bit of suffering with him before his passing?
I know very little about him, but he must have suffered, but I don't know what exactly. I know little about him.
Okay, right, just bear me a second. Okay, thank you. Right, he's also talking to me about a lady that he would be connected to. This would be grandmother, okay? I'm not quite sure, because I can't see her at the moment, so I'm not quite sure if she's in spirit or on the earth plane. Oh, thank you, she's here. Right, so grandmother in spirit also, do you understand this?
Yeah, they're both gone. Yeah.
Okay. Because he just said she's here. Right. Okay. Thank you. Your grandmother, actually, she was. When I look at her, she just has a very big smile on her face. So she was a very happy person. Do you understand this?
I don't know her.
You don't know her. Okay, sweetheart. Don't worry. But she's coming forward looking very happy. Okay. Right, thank you. But she's also just saying to me as well, now it's funny because she's taken over from grandfather talking, and she's just saying to me, actually, things around you at the moment, Anna, have been a little bit confusing. Do you understand this?
Yeah, sorry.
But also she's saying to me that you're also a little bit worried about things that are going on. Do you understand?
Yeah, very much.
Okay. Sweetheart, she keeps talking to me about you being, what's the word? She said hoaxed or like pulled into something. Do you understand this? It's like,
yeah.
Okay. As long as you understand, because I don't understand some obviously the expression's a bit different to what I understand. But she's talking about that's going on around you. But she's talking about you being a stronger person, that you need to be a strong person. Right, thank you. She's also talking about, and she's making me very aware of my throat area. So she's telling me that you need to be more vocal about how you feel about things. Right, thank you. Because she just said that you feel a bit claustrophobic. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Sweetheart, she's also saying to me that you need to break free away from... I feel it's people. Mm-hmm. People around you that are making you feel like this. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But you need to,
yes.
So you need.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm not saying if it's to do with a relationship. I'm not saying look, it's going to be a split up or anything like that. But she's talking about that you need to. Right. Thank you. She's just said, look, you need to be your own person, and you need to either pull away or move away from these people. It could be just for a short period, but she's talking about moving away. Right. Thank you. She's also telling me that. They haven't been very good for your own self-esteem. They kind of subdue you. Do you understand?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, but there's also... She's talking about a question around... I think it's like your work environment. So there's a change in your work environment. Okay. Okay, thank you. But also she just said, actually, your work environment is moving very swiftly. So it's like...
Okay.
You're not quite sure how things are going on because everything seems to be happening quite quick. Okay. What's that then? Right. Who's that? Sweetheart, can I? How do I say that? Your grandma. She keeps shifting about what she's talking about here, but she keeps talking to me about a male energy around you. Okay. That she's a little bit unsure of. Okay, so would you understand what she means by that? She's unsure of a male energy around you.
You mean the guy that I like, or?
Okay, let me. I'm gonna have to say it, okay? Because I always give everything that spirits say. But I felt it was a bit personal. But would you understand about a gentleman or a man, okay, that keeps coming on to you? Do you understand this?
Some type of men that keep coming, yes. This is the same type of men, yes, that I don't like.
Right.
She's
making me aware of this, okay? She said
okay.
There's a gentleman or a person around you, a man around you at the moment, that keeps coming on to you, pestering you, or something like that. Do you understand?
Yeah, there've been a couple, but yeah.
Okay, as long as you understand the information, okay? What she's doing, she's just saying here, okay, generally, that she's watching over you, okay?
Okay.
And she's very wary about these gentlemen or these people, okay? Right, and again, she's just saying to me, she's got to move away. So actually, thank you. She's talking about you moving away from the area also. So do you understand
okay.
this?
Yes, I'm... My apartment is looking for new people to live here, and once that's done, I don't know where I'm going to be going. I like to live in New York, but what does she say about? I want to stay here. I don't have to live in this apartment,
okay.
but.
Okay, right. Let me have a second. Okay, where is she going to move from? She's moving from this apartment. Where is she going to move? Say again. Thank you. Now, my geography of New York is not very good with me on this, okay? She's talking about south of New York, okay?
Okay.
So, what's south of New York? Because, before you say anything, she keeps talking to me about Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
Okay.
So, do you understand Brooklyn?
Yeah, but that's not where I ever lived. But I could live there.
Well, that's what she's saying. She's just saying Brooklyn. But is that south? I'm not sure, that's where my geography is.
Oh. I don't really know.
Okay. Well, she said south, but then she said Brooklyn. So I'm not, as I say, my geography of America and New York is absolutely awful. And it's quite shameful. So she's talking about... Say again. Let me ask her again, okay? Is that where she's going to move to? Right. Thank you. She said Brooklyn South, but she's talking about street side. I don't know what she means. Maybe it's, I don't know if you have street names out there, but street side, she said. So I don't know what that is. So if you've got a pen and paper, write it down. Street side, Brooklyn street side. Maybe this is something that's coming up, but she's talking about where you are going to either end up, that sort of thing. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Give me a bit more, sweetheart. Right. What's that then? Okay. Right. She's also now. Sometimes when spirit come forward, they also have messages for somebody that you're connected to. Okay. So bear me a second. Right. It's not a message. It's an awareness. She's talking about your father. Okay. Your dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me that your father is going through a bit of a turmoil at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do understand that.
Okay. And her message is, can you please tell him that things will be okay and things will die down around him, so everything will be okay. Okay?
Okay, I will tell him that.
Right. Because he's... Right, thank you. Would you understand that he's also suffering with his chest? Do you understand this?
I think that could be possible, yes, because, yeah.
Right. He needs to get this checked if he hasn't already, okay? But I feel it's very stress-related, because I feel that when she talks about your father, she gives me the idea that he's actually very stressed, because he worries a lot about certain things around him, okay?
Yeah, he worries also a lot about me and how I'm going to be independent, and just, it's all a lot of stress.
Bless. But that's what parents are for. Okay. Right, so hang on a second. Anything else you want to say? Okay, but she's also extending this to you. Don't worry, okay? Things around you are also going to settle down. right?
Okay.
So she's talking about grades, or like, are you like at the end, are you like uni or something like that? Because she keeps talking about grades or studying, stuff like that. Because I'm not quite sure what she means.
Yeah, I study a lot, and I keep studying because I don't have studying. Yeah.
Okay.
But
right.
Grades, yeah, I have to do this little exam, and I don't want to do it really because it's just
okay.
For.
Right. Okay. Well, she's talking about the grades. Okay, that you're going to be okay. The grades are going to come through.
Okay.
Right.
Maybe.
Also,
yeah.
Go on. She's also just saying, actually, do you know, you've really got to, I need to her to say it again. Say it again. Right, thank you. You've really got to appreciate yourself as well. Because she said that you sometimes don't see how far you've come in such a short space of time. Do you understand?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart, okay?
Yes, thank you so much, Nick, for your reading. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Please take the love from the spirit as well, because obviously they are around you and watching. Please
yes.
pass that message
yes.
on to your father as well.
Yes, I will. Thank
okay.
you. Blessings.
Okay. Blessings to you.
Blessings, gosh. Wow.
Thank you. So we're going to go to another track, if there is another track. Fingers crossed there is. Well, I hope you're enjoying the show, because I am. I think it's been a great show so far. Interesting chat, interesting questions coming from the chat room, and great music, and great spirit talking as well. It's great. I love it. So let's go to a track, and I'll speak to you like 4 or 5 minutes. I'll speak to you then.
I've been meaning to tell you.
Well, there you go. Seems like we're having a bit of a dirty dancing evening tonight. I've actually asked my producer to find a certain track for us before the show ends tonight. Hopefully, fingers crossed, bless his heart, that he'll do that for us. So I'm surprised, actually, we didn't play the ad. What happened there, producer? I've just been handed some more questions here, okay, about the spirit world, and I always like to try and give philosophy, but my wife has got this amazing mind of how to ask questions. It's just amazing, okay. So it's not put. I'm gonna put you down. Don't worry. You have to excuse me. So I am sucking on a Malteser at the moment as well. So a nice bit of chocolate with a bit of honeycomb in the middle. busy finding a song. Bless you. Right, so first question is, why does spirit get stuck in limbo? Because what can happen is, if a passing is very quick, through either an accident or another way, we can get confused about what's happened. So that's why they get a bit stuck. They don't believe that they've actually passed. They continue, to be doing what they do. So, that's pretty much. I've got to say this. The best way of as an example is literally ghosts. We're talking about Patrick Swayze a lot tonight. Is it his anniversary of his death or something tonight? I have to look that up. Patrick Swayze passed very quickly because obviously he got shot, didn't he? Okay. And then in Ghost. Okay, in the film Ghost. Okay. So I'm talking about Ghost in the film, not in reality. Okay. So in the film Ghost, he got shot and he passed very quickly to the spirit world. But he didn't believe that he was dead. He didn't believe that he had been passed over. But also, he then saw that the person that murdered him was running off, so he ran after that person. That can also happen in reality, but also you get those people that just don't want to pass over. They don't want to go, or sometimes, dare I say it, there may be people that pass that don't have anybody. I don't believe this to be for one second, but they may not have anybody to come from the spirit world to help them pass over. But I don't believe that. That's not my theory, okay? Because they have angels, okay? So there's many different reasons. A, they don't want to, or they don't believe that they're dead, okay? So that's one of the reasons. Do you think that James, someone I like, has an aspiration that being a waiter? I don't know what you mean by that, sorry. That's just reading out a question in the chat room. If they want to go to the light, why can't they? Because the gateway over has to be opened. And so it would be the help of a medium or spiritual person that can help open that doorway to go over into the spirit world. But there is also the case that if they wanted to, this is the thing. This is something that we don't know because there's no evidence of it, okay? I've got to say that. But how do we not know that actually is the case? Because we have spirit in the spirit world, in limbo, that do actually want to pass over. How do we not know then that they've got loved ones that come through and get them? We don't know. So it could be possible that is also the case, okay? So I think that pretty much answers that question, I think. Do you not think? I think it does. She's not listening. My wife's giving me a list of questions, okay? I was just saying that there's not any evidence that on your question about if they want to go to the light, then why can't they? Okay, so I'm just saying that there's no evidence to suggest that they don't. Okay, so how do we know that there's spirit in limbo that do want to cross over? How do we not know that their loved ones do come forward and collect them? Because there's no evidence of that. Okay, but we do know that there are spirits in limbo that do want to cross over. So therefore, it's a medium's job is to help them pass over, or a spiritually minded person to help them pass over. So we know that for sure because we've got evidence of that. But we haven't got evidence of knowing? How are we going to know? Unless the spirit comes through to the medium, say, actually, I was stuck in limbo, and my loved ones came forward. We don't know until that's been said. But how to know? What I'm saying is, how do we not know that it's happened already? Do you understand? No. Well, but we don't. My wife is saying, I don't know if you can hear her in the background. She should come closer to the mic so you can hear the argument going on at the moment, okay? Or debate, not an argument, because we never argue, okay? So my wife is saying, if they have got loved ones in the spirit world, then why don't they just come forward? Why do they have to come to a medium? Well, we don't know that they do already. You know, so we don't know, because they've gone to the spirit world, because loved ones have come to get them. It's only when we say, for instance, we're doing an investigation and we've got somebody, a spirit there, saying, actually, I don't want to be here anymore. I want to go to spirit world. Therefore, we can help them pass over from the limbo to the spirit world.
Yeah, but you also do clearing to people, don't you? If you've got a spirit that took
it
to house.
Yes, but that's because they either don't want to go, or they're confused, or they want to remain there, you know, so that therefore we help.
Okay.
Okay. Understand?
Yeah.
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 Do you agree or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. So let's go to the next question then. If they hear the thoughts of those stuck, as spirit hear our thoughts, which we know they do. Okay. Do they hear the thoughts of those stuck? Again, we don't know. There's no evidence of that. You know, I'll tell you what, when I pass over, I'll be in limbo for a little while, and I'll come through and tell you. Ask Two Hawk. I'll have to ask Two Hawk at a later time. I'll tell you what I do, guys, okay? My show normally runs on a Tuesday, okay? So Tuesday at 9 p.m. UK time to 11 p.m. UK time. So that's like 4 till 6 Eastern time, okay? Now, I'm actually a trance medium, and I've got a very loving spirit guide that comes forward called Two Hawks, Native American, of the Lakota tribe. But he tells me he's from North America, okay? And actually, you can look him up, because he is actually on the internet as well. This guy, fantastic, amazing guy. So I'm actually thinking, I know it's trance, but I could actually try and do or allow him to speak via the, you know, via the microphone to answer some of your questions. So anyway, that's just an idea. I might do that. I think, yeah, we might open a doorway for that one. Okay, well, my producer's just said that Christians have a place called purgatory. Yeah, they do. Purgatory. Yeah. I got no reply to that one. But yeah, they do. The next question is, at Gragynos is an old castle type place. That's now like a hotel, and it was the dwelling of a very famous opera singer. I can't remember her name. Patty. I can't remember. Anyway, Patty something. And we did an investigation there. So the question is, at Gragynos, there were spirits, especially kids, that were unhappy. They wanted to. What's that? They wanted. They didn't want to be there anymore. Okay, so they wanted to go over. So what stopped them? Why don't their loved ones come and get them? Basically, well, that's an interesting question. I mean. Yes, I mean, when we were there, I saw lots of kids running around physically, like as in ghosts walking around that were kids. And we did have a couple of kids that were all saying that they didn't want to be there. But unfortunately, okay, in this particular type of job, we are not allowed to. Although we want to, we are not allowed to by the owners of the property to move the spirits onto the into the light because it's bad for business, which I think is awful. But also, you do get, obviously, if you get a particular place where you have, say, for instance, kids, but then you have very controlling adults around them that were there all the time. So I'm talking, you know, like headmasters or people that were very strict. You will also get those spirits there that will also stop them from moving forward or moving over to the light. But it's something that, you know, it's a really hard question to answer, but it's something that can be done. You have to go around a different way. It's like a distraction. You have to talk to the spirits that are blocking their way and sort of getting the kiddies or whoever it is through a back door into the spirit world, that sort of thing. But I like to go to places on investigations and do a little bit of a clearing, I have to admit. But sometimes, not always, because I have to respect the owner's, you know, wishes. But if I get asked to go to a clearing in somebody's house, which I do quite often, it's only under the permission of the owner. Or I would say to this person, this spirit here is actually very friendly, quite happy to be here, you know, and they're not any nuisance. What do you want me to do? And a lot of the time, actually, the owners will say, well, you know, we're quite happy for them to be here. But sometimes you get the ones that do want to go over. So then we will help those. A lot of the time we get the ones that want to go over, and we do help those. So it's a really tricky question. So, you know, it's a hard one, because when anything to do with kids that are involved, I will try my hardest to move them over and help them as best as I can. But it is a real hard question to answer, but a good question nevertheless. So, but there is a personal question. I'm not really into answering personal questions in the chat room. So unfortunately, you'd have to ring in for that, if that's okay. Now, I know my producer is hard at work looking for a particular track for me as a request, very late in the night. It's just that we've been talking about a certain person for the evening, and my wife looks very lost. I'm asking for a particular track to be played a little bit later in the show, but I'm going to go to the telephone lines again and see what we get. So I believe we've got area code 347. Is that correct?
Yes. Hi. Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Hi. You're through to the Mike Spirit FM show. Nick Reese, how can I help? Are you there?
Yes, hi, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to see what Spirit has for me regarding a friend of mine named Ara.
Okay, can I name it where you are?
I'm in New York.
You're in New York, and your name is?
Jillian.
Jillian, hi Jillian. So you want, just... Okay, you wanted to know about a gentleman in your life, is that right? Cause it's really hard to hear you. And you keep...
Yeah, I'm in New York, and it's rainy and snowy here right now. Can you hear me?
I kind of missed that, sorry, I didn't hear that at all.
Yeah, it's windy out.
Okay, I'm just going to link the spirit and see what I get, but it's very hard for me to hear what you're saying, sweetheart, okay?
Okay, okay. I can hear you clearly.
Okay. Right, okay, thank you. I've actually got a lady come forward from the spirit world, okay? I want to go to your mum's side of the family with this link here, okay? Okay, thank you. She tells me that she would have gone, or she had bad legs before her passing. Do you understand this? So, mum's side of the family, she would have had bad legs.
And my great grandmother, I remember I was very little, maybe 5 or 6 years old, and she was very old and she didn't walk very well. Maybe that's her.
Would you also
my great grandmother?
Okay. Would you also understand that she would have carried a little bit of weight as well with her on when she was on the physical plane?
No, then that would be my my mother's aunt then, and she was a little bit heavier.
Okay. Thank you. She's also talking about very hard of breathing. So it's either her or someone around you at the moment. But she's talking about very hard to breathe. Would you understand that? So she would have suffered with her breathing also.
I didn't know her that well. I just knew she was very heavy, but I don't know her. I don't know what she passed from or what her problems were when she passed.
Okay. Right, just give me a bit more. Okay, right, thank you. She's talking to me about trust issues around you at the moment. Do you understand this?
Okay.
Right, thank you. Because you're becoming more questionable, she said, and you're finding it hard to trust or something like that. Do you understand?
Trust.
She's talking about trust, and I feel it's towards the relationship or this gentleman about the trust. There's something about the trust around that, and that you're questioning things.
Yeah, well, no, because he goes back and forth.
Okay. Right. Because
so,
she's
yeah.
all, okay, I know you just said that he travels back and forth, but she's also talking about things being very unsettled around you. Things being very unsettled. You're not sure if you're coming or going, she said.
Yeah, with him, yeah.
Okay. Sweetheart, she's also coming forward and giving me information about a gentleman that would also be in spirit. Grandfather, this would be, okay?
Yeah, my grandfather. Yeah, he passed in November.
Right. And he was actually a very strong and very strong-willed person, I feel. And he would be one that would actually very openly speak his mind. Would you understand this?
He was very strong-willed. Openly speak his mind. Maybe with some people he did that, yeah.
Okay. Right. Thank you. Because he's just come forward, okay? Wow, okay. He passed very quickly, he just said as well. And he's given me... Would you understand? He would have gone to spirit with an illness. I feel that I... Right. Right, he keeps talking to me about ulcers. So would you understand that he would have had, like, an ulcer or something wrong around his belly area?
I know he had diabetes.
Right.
Not sure of ulcer.
Okay. But maybe this is something you need to find out about him also, okay? Right. Because he's just saying to me here at the moment that because he's just said to me she's very unsure about the whole situation, whether or not to stick with it or just to forget it. Do you understand?
Right, yes, that's true.
Okay. But he's also talking about the balance between your mind and your heart. Your head is telling you more powerfully, okay, that things aren't quite right. But your heart is sometimes saying, you know, but only if, you know, let's give it a bit more. Does that make sense?
Yep.
He's saying to you, okay, it's the inner voice that you want to listen to, okay? Yes, it's good to have a balance between the heart and the mind, okay? But sometimes our heart can actually cause problems as well. I don't mean it horribly, okay? But we hang around and we hang around and hang around and we get hurt and hurt and hurt more because our heart wants us to be with, or we feel like we are with that person because of a particular reason. But actually, our mind is going, there's something not quite right here. I really don't feel comfortable. I think I should just depart from it all. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's saying exactly that. He's saying to me, what is she doing? Okay. Her mind is telling her that actually things aren't quite right and she should get out. So that's what you should be doing. Okay. But actually, on another note, I want to say, I feel actually he is actually a very hard-working person. And I feel he is a lovable person as well. And I understand why you're there or why you want things to carry on. But there's this trust issue with him, okay? And I'm not saying that he's doing anything bad or naughty. It's when there's no trust, it's not going to work, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's not like I want to give him any... I just want to know what the reason is for him in my life. I mean, I know I don't want to have any kind of, you know, long-term... forward-looking, you know, anything with him. I just don't know what's the point of him coming back all the time when I just don't pick up my, you know, like, come back over and over and over again. And like, you know, go away and here he comes again kind of thing.
Right. Okay. This is separate from the spirit link here, okay? This is a bit of philosophy, right? If he keeps coming back into your life, okay, or back into around you, it's for you to learn a lesson in a particular way, or it could be for that you need to teach him a lesson in a certain way, okay? People are always, whoever comes into your life are always there for a particular reason, either to learn or to be taught, okay? So I feel actually it's because you haven't learned the lesson as yet of whatever he's trying to teach you. So it could be to learn to trust your instincts more. It could be to let go a bit more of your emotions and speak more about how you feel, that sort of thing. I'm only giving you examples, okay?
Yeah.
But that reason then, right, thank you. And that's what he's just saying to me, your grandfather said to me, and that's the reason why he keeps coming in. Thank you. Well, sweetheart, he keeps talking to me about money as well. He's saying that do you keep giving him money? Because he keeps saying to me that you keep giving money. Do you understand this?
If I gave him money? Or
yeah.
Him money?
No. Your grandfather is talking about you giving him, this man, money. Do you understand this?
Oh, in a sense that he helped me. I didn't give it to him. He helped me, you know, open up some new accounts to help me make more money.
Right, okay. So it's just then obviously making aware of the fact that he's there watching, okay? Right, thank you. But he's also just saying then, please be careful, okay? Please be careful, okay? Thank you. But he's also, he's actually quite a little bit older than you as well. Do you understand? Is that right? He's a little bit older than
you?
No,
I'm a little bit older than him.
Okay. Right, I'm not going to make it fit because your grandfather has talked about he's a little bit older than you. Okay. Right, okay, thank you. Right, thank you. But he's just, your grandfather and your grandmother talking in unison here, okay? I'm saying that you need to be really sure about what you want to do, okay? Because your life is about, it's going to change, okay? But not for the worse or bad or anything like that. It's going to change for the better. Okay, thank you. But also, they're talking to me about your work as well.
Uh-huh.
Right, thank you. Because you've been wondering whether or not actually that your job is right for you. Is that correct? That's what they're
Yes, and today they just told me that they're thinking about giving me a promotion if I do certain things differently. I kind of just want to move on, really. Promotion is nice, but I want to do something different. So,
well, that your job role is going to change. So that could be anything from you leaving to you getting a promotion. But it's going to be for the better. That's what I want to come to. So your job role is going to be a lot better. So maybe you should take that job, even if it's just for a short while. You know.
Well, no, I've had it for many, many years. I would prefer to move on. Promotion is not going to make anything different.
It'll just be the same job
with a promotion.
I can give you what Spirit give me, okay? So they're just saying that your work environment is going to change for the better.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds great. I just wanted to see if I should be friends with this man or nothing at all, because I want nothing at all. But he keeps coming back saying he wants something, and I just need some help making the decision.
Okay. Okay, so let me just ask quickly. Okay, what should she do? Okay, I'm just being told to walk away. That's what I've just been told. Walk away.
Okay. Sounds good to me. And then he'll stop banging on my door.
And that's he actually making it fit. I asked, and your grandfather said, look, get her to walk away. Okay, because this, even though he's a nice guy, there's something not quite right about him, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I know. He's extremely emotional, scattered, he's just not together.
Right.
And I would like to be there for him emotionally, but I don't have the patience or the wherewithal or the time or the energy to deal with someone like that. I mean, I just can't be bothered.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Please take the love from the spirit from your grandparents here, okay? And if you want to listen to your reading again, you can do in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. But thank you very much for joining us, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay. So I just want to go to the question that was asked in the chat room by Sekhmet. Okay, about the guy. Now, I said that I don't answer private questions in chat room. It wasn't me being disrespectful, okay, because it says here, what does it say? He's a waiter in a restaurant, don't know what to think of this, and dating him. And I just said, well, I don't answer questions in chat room. That's something that we don't do on Mike Spirit FM. And she says, I respect that, thank you. It's not really a kind of respectful question towards him anyway, so judgmental. But I'm not being judgmental, and I don't think she's been judgmental either. So, and there's no reason to be sorry. So, don't worry about that. So, it's 10:35 here in the UK. I'm Nick Humphreys. I'm your host for the next 30, 25 minutes, okay? Please go to my website. It's www.nick-humphreys.com. Or my Facebook page, which is International Medium Nick Humphreys. You can look me up. You can like my page, please do. The more the merrier. And also you can go and look at the events page as well, because we've got some fantastic events coming up. Okay. So I'm being asked questions all over the place at the moment. So it's just. What a great show. It's great. Okay, so let's go to another call. Okay, well, I don't know. Let's just open the telephone lines and take the next call. Simply said that. Hello?
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 Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
How are you?
What's your name?
My name is Pamela.
Hi, Pamela. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Louisiana.
Louisiana. Wow, lovely. I'd love to go to Louisiana. how can we help you this evening?
I was just calling to see if Spirit had a message for me.
Okay, right. Let's just see what's... Okay. So as I link to you, okay, your energy in the spirit world as well, I got a lady, now she's not particularly tall, this lady, okay, and I would say actually she was quite plump in her appearance. Thank you. I want to go to your mum's side of the family with this lady, okay? I've got to say, she has got a lovely energy, very bubbly, very happy, very vibrant energy with her, okay? Right, thank you. Now, I want to go to, I feel it's like your grandmother here. Would you understand
this? Yeah.
Okay? Okay, but she's also saying to me, dearie, sweetie, I was very poorly on my passing. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, right, thank you. But she's also saying as well, hopefully this is a lovely bit of evidence for you, that she was finding it hard before her passing. She was also trying to be very strong and happy before her passing for others around her. Do you understand this?
Yeah, she was sickly. She died of a heart condition.
Right, okay. Thank you. But she just said to me as well, she said, sweetheart, I wasn't alone on my passing. So there were people with her. You understand this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right, thank you. So would you also understand, obviously, right, she's talking to me. She said two daughters. So it's like your mum and then you got an aunt as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So she would have had two daughters. You understand that?
Yes, that's my mum and my aunt. You're correct.
Right, thank you. Okay. Wow, okay. She's also just saying that, and she's like, wowee, and she's making me all whizzy, okay? But she's telling me that you're actually a really busy person. Do you understand?
Yes.
it's you're always in motion. You're always on the go. Okay. Right, what's that then? Right, she's also talking to me about a celebration in the month of May. So this could be like a birthday, anniversary. It could be even a passing, okay, to do with the month of May. Would you understand that?
Something in May coming up, a celebration?
It could be a generalized thing. So something that she remembers. There could be a birthday or a passing or an anniversary in that month. It's something that
okay.
she remembers. So I don't know if you know of anybody in the family who would either had that in that month, so like a birthday, anniversary, but she's talking about a celebration.
Okay, not to my knowledge. I know my birthday is in June, but nothing in May.
Okay, so well, she's talking about the month of May and a celebration, so it could be something coming up, okay?
Okay.
Right, what's that then? Sweetheart, she's... okay. Is it yourself or is it somebody that's, I feel it's more of a gentleman that's around you, but sweetheart, she keeps talking to me about parking tickets or that sort of thing. Would you understand this?
Parking tickets? No.
Okay, just bear with me, okay? Just let me ask her a bit more. What do you mean by I know what parking tickets are. Right. Right, okay. Sweetheart, you drive, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Sweetheart, do you park illegally sometimes? Because she's talking about, her words were, she's got to what? She parks illegally and she's going to get a parking ticket. Do you understand this?
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure if it's you or if it's somebody around you. So it could be like a partner around you or...
Okay.
It's more of a warning. Be aware of this. Okay. Right, okay, thank you. Keep that away. That's really horrible. She's making my mind or my head really hurt. And I'm talking about like the forehead, the temples, really hurt. Right, thank you. Is this something that is affecting you? So this is what happens to you? Did you get this feeling like your head really hurts?
Yeah, I've been getting headaches a lot lately.
Okay. Thank you. And she's also telling me that you squint quite a lot. Do you understand this?
Yeah, because I wear glasses.
Well, maybe you need to go and get your glasses checked.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm sitting here in front of the PC, okay? Seriously, she's giving me pain as if I want to squint at the screen. And I, believe it or not, I'm actually sitting here and I've got glasses on, okay? And it's making my head really hurt. So please go and get your eyes checked.
Okay.
Right. What else is that then? Right, thank you. But also, she's talking to me. Right, thank you very much. She's talking to me, and I've actually got here now with me, not just her, but I've also got a gentleman in spirit that would be grandfather, and they would have been together. Do you understand this? And he would have stood a little bit taller, or actually, I was going to say, a lot taller than her. Do you understand?
Yes.
And also that he would have had a graying hair. Oh, do you understand?
And you know what? I think you're describing him. I never met him because he died a year before I was born.
Right. Okay. But you, have you seen photographs of him? Because
yes, I have seen photographs.
Okay. But also, when I see him, he stands before me now, okay? I also see him with, it looks like a walking stick, a wooden stick. Right, thank you. But it's something that he wouldn't have used all the time, he says, okay? But he had it there. Right, thank you. Because he had also had a bad leg, he said. So, right, thank you. Right leg. Right leg, he said. Okay, so maybe this is something that you might be able to find out. Or it might actually be in a picture of him. Right, thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Of him using a stick. I doubt it. He's just said, no, I used to hide it from view. So he's actually quite a quirky man, okay? Right. But he's telling me also that you're actually a very well-respected and honest girl, he said. Okay, that's his word, or lady. Okay.
Okay.
And he wants you to keep doing what you're doing because what you do is actually really good.
Okay.
Right, thank you. So yeah, it's also given me the idea of caring around you. So do you right, you care for other people.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Is it the elderly you care for? Because he's talked about the elderly also.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because, and that's why he's saying you do it so well. Right, thank you. You do something that the others don't do. Do you know when you're... Do you know when you're with the elderly and you're caring for them? Okay. He's telling me the others rush around and do all sorts of stuff. But actually, you sit down and you talk to them. That's what he's saying.
Exactly. That's what I was doing today, actually.
And sweetheart, this doesn't go unnoticed, okay, by people around you or the spirit world. And believe me when I say, actually, you will be rewarded for this, okay?
Oh, wow.
There's lots of love and emotion coming your way, okay? Because you take a lot of time with those people. And in fact, I've got to say this, actually, there's quite a lot of people that are coming forward now, as I'm talking more about this, that would have passed over into the spirit world whilst under your care. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Not that you had anything to do with their passing, but they were their carer. You'd sort of helped them, you cleaned them and fed them and that sort of thing. But you spent time with them. But also, you were a very good connection between them and their families, I'm just being told as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Sweetheart, you've got a heart of gold. I have to say, you've got an absolute heart of gold. Right, thank you. But there's also a gentleman around you. You understand? You've got a gentleman around you, a partner?
Physically, I don't have anyone in my life right now.
Well, there is. There will be. Okay.
Okay.
He's going to be quite a well-built man. Okay. He's a quite very strong-looking. I don't want to say on the chubby side. To me, I would say he's a bit bigger in build, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be a real soft man, real, not somebody that will roll over and just be there. But he will be a very supportive person around you, also very caring. So it's like a reflection of you, but really loving. Thank you. But he'll be coming to you. Right. I feel it'll probably be later this year that he'll be coming to you. But don't go looking for him. He'll come to you.
Okay.
Thank you. I even got... I'm just being told that actually you may even know this person already.
I think I know who you're talking about. I really do. Okay. Because I've been dreaming about him. We haven't been speaking. We kind of had a falling out last year, and we haven't been speaking, but he's been coming up in my dream.
Okay. Well, if that's the person, it's it's going to be a really nice relationship. Okay. So, which is going to be, it's going to be great. But I have to say, all I'm getting here is that you need to carry on doing what you're doing. And do you know when I said it's not going to be, it doesn't go unnoticed. Thank you. I know, like the last caller, your role of what you do is going to change.
Okay.
But don't lose sight of what you do because you do it so well. Okay?
You mentioned that the role of what I'm doing is going to change. And it's amazing that you say that because I come from corporate America. And
right.
I used to do home health a long time ago. And when I got laid off, I don't know, it just seems like I was called to start working with the elderly and with children again, but it's mainly with the elderly. And just today, I was with someone who's almost 90 years old, and he kept on holding my hand, and I just felt the need to sit and talk with him.
Bless.
And it's like, wow. And you're calling it. I mean, and you're saying that I did it, and I did it today, this morning. So, wow. So from what you're seeing, am I going to continue doing this, or is this going to advance me to the next level as far as this work is concerned?
I think it's going to be both, okay? I think you'll be doing what you do now, but I think it will be on a higher level. So either it will be either like a supervisor's role or something like that, you know? So it's going to be a higher role for you, you know? And when I say it's not going to be unnoticed, it's like it's going to be more rewarding for you also. But, and I'm talking monetary there, okay? But
okay.
I've got to say, also, there is a, I don't know how to quite know how to say it. There's also a very high spiritual level here as well.
Yes.
Okay. And actually, I believe you're a healer.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you do is actually, without realizing, is that you help those that are quite close to passing over. So it's like reassurance. You give them that time and space. It's nothing to be scared of or worried about, but it gives them comfort, if that makes any sense.
It does. It does.
Okay?
It does.
It's a very powerful thing that you do, sweetheart, and you keep doing it, okay?
Okay, will do. I'm so happy I called you. You are good.
Sweetheart, okay? I just pass on a message, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm forever humble and grateful to Spirit World for allowing me to pass on the messages, okay?
Thank you. I'm so blessed to be able to speak to you today.
Please listen to me again on Tuesday evenings, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Please take the love from the spirit, but also not just from your grandfather and your grandmother here, but also the collective, all those lovely people that you've helped pass over, okay, or cared for whilst
okay.
they were here on the earth plane, okay? Because
okay.
there's love coming your way, sweetheart, including from me, okay? So lots
okay.
of love, okay?
Thank you.
Welcome, sweetheart. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Right, take care. So, we're going to, well, I don't know what we're going to do. I've kind of blown away by that feedback. It's, you know, I say it in my show, and I say it every day, I really seriously thank Spirit for allowing me the opportunity to connect to them, to connect to you, okay, the listeners and the clients and so on, to be able to pass on their messages. Because I know it just brings closure, it brings peace, it brings in that little bit extra, that little bit of understanding, you know, that actually, do you know what? When we pass, it's not the end. I'm a medium, okay? I link to spirit every day. Am I frightened of death? Yeah, I'm frightened of death. I'm not frightened of dying. I'm frightened of the way that I pass. I want to pass in my sleep, okay? That's, you know, that I'm putting that out. I want to pass my sleep nice and quietly. But, you know, no matter how we pass, okay, there is always going to be the unconditional love. There is always going to be those loved ones, whether or not you knew them in the physical, okay, that will come to you and help you pass over. I want to tell you a very quick story, okay, before the end of the show. My nan passed, I think it's like 4 or 5 years ago now, okay? And my dad would phone me and he would say, son, I need to ask you a few questions. So I can understand a few things. It's like, sure, Dad, you know, no problem. He said, I went to visit Nan today, and she kept on going on about, you know, certain relatives that had passed many years ago. She said that they came to her that day and the day before and the day before that. What does it mean? And I said, well, Dad, what's happening is that Nan's time on the physical is coming to a very close end. So what's happening is that our loved ones, our relatives, her loved ones, her, you know, her relatives that are in the spirit world are coming forward to say hello, to show her that actually it's okay. We continue to live on in the spirit world. And, you know, it would be the closer she gets to her final hour, the closer spirits come. So like sisters or aunts or, you know, whoever it is, they will come closer at that certain time. So he phoned me then the next day, and he said, I flew down to London to go and see my nan, to say, you know, that I'd obviously tell her that I love her and everything is going to be okay, and that I would see her again at some stage in, you know, on my journey. And he phoned me the next day and said, look, I've just gone to see Nanny, and she just told me that Dad was there not 2 minutes before I had arrived. Now, that would be my granddad. And I said, that's the person that, you know, that she was most fond of. She loved, you know, not loved the most, but that was the person that she shared her life with. That was her husband, you know, and that's going to be the person that will come back in the end to come and collect her. And it was then, I think it was the next day then, that I got the dreaded phone call to say that my nan had passed the spirit. But I know that all through her journey from being in hospital, that our loved ones came forward to reassure her that everything was going to be okay. And then it was granddad that came forward the very last moment to say, everything's going to be okay. I'll be back in a little while and then we can go back together. And then obviously he came forward and then helped her cross over. So that's how it works. But I'm always amazed by what spirit give, because it's unconditional, and they give it to me as well. Believe me, when I'm talking to you, I'm feeling their love. I'm getting their unconditional love, and the only way I can pass it on to you is by giving my best, my 100%, the best of everything that they say, the descriptions, you know, the evidence of them and who they are. But that's what my job is, to bring you peace and love. That's my job. So guys, I'm going to go to the last track of the evening, and it's going to come to the end of the show. If I didn't get to you to do a reading, I do apologise. Please come and join me on my show on Tuesday evenings, okay? The Nick Humphries Medium Show here on Mike Spirit FM, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. UK, okay? It's a GMT every Tuesday, and obviously I will get to do your readings for you. But I want to go to this track. It's one of my favourites. It's just a favourite. Fantastic words, sung by a fantastic and amazing person. And on that, I'm going to say good night, God bless, wherever you are, and let the unconditional love fill your heart and your mind. And I'll speak to you next Tuesday. Good evening, everybody.
Like the wind through my tree, she rides the night next to me. She leads me through moonlight only to burn me with the sun. She's taking my heart, she doesn't know what she does. Can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. the wind. And all I see is a young old man with only a dream. Am I just fooling myself that you'll stop the pain? Living without her, I go insane. I feel the breath in my face. Somebody close to me, can't look in her eyes. She's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind.
Listening to Above and Beyond with celebrity medium Grant Collier. Join him again next Friday, where he will be bringing through and connecting with spirit here live on Mike Spirit FM. Until then, have a blessed week and remember, you're not alone. If you Google Grant Collier, his website will come up number one. It's www.grantcollier.co.uk.